play that. There we go.
Why is the file? Wait, did I miss the file? What file name? What?
Art bury the light deep within my ass.
Can't tell if someone's trying to imply I sound anything like Gaben or what.
I don't know either.
They said the file was named after me, and all I saw was, what's it say? It says, Gaben playing Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 for the post he linked, I think.
Is that what you're saying? I am the cock that is exploding. Oh.
He said the media fire link. I unfunny alley. Yeah. Yeah, sounds like me.
Oh yes, the fucking pasta. Jesus, titty fucking crack smoking Christ on a moped. Why would you have this saved? Seriously, what kind of person seeks out, downloads, saves, and reposts an image, an animated image, of a deer fucking a crying schoolgirl? Like, I know there are bizarre fetishes and weird shit that turns people on, and you know I'm totally cool with that, but I just don't look at it. But this? Fucking this? The fact that somebody thought it would be hilarious to save this thing, and then that everyone else wanted to see it just boggles my motherfucking mind. What type of a persona are you? Seriously, do you keep this shit to yourself, or do you act like a creepy fuck in public, too? Do you have any friends at all? Sure as fuck hope not. And the worst part of all this is that in about 30 posts, this will morph into a Lucky Star porn thread with almost 100 images of similar situations depicting children being horribly molested that nearly 100 people all have saved to their hard drives to jack off over as the helpless little girl squirms in panic on their screen for their own enjoyment. Jesus, what the fuck? I know this is how the internet works, but what the fuck? Too much. What is this? I don't even...
Not gonna read the last little bit?
Oh, is that part of it?
It looks like it.
In before caps lock is cruise control for cool. Fuck off, pedophiles. I can press any damn key I pleased. Go rot in jail.
There you go. Fucking Christ. I remember when I first saw that image. That was something else. You said you were trying to import some stuff from Mandarake before we got sidetracked. What kind of are they, arrow dojins or just what?
One arrow, and I was thinking about grabbing the 5 volumes of Coffee Mo Ippai, but as I brought up before, they're like 400 yen a pop, but then it's, you know, obviously shipping 5 books over via DHL is gonna be like $30 or whatever.
That's pretty much why I ended up spending $500 on the manga. I checked the overall price and how much it would have been to buy them separately from Amazon, because I needed to buy one of the volumes from Amazon because who the fuck was the whatever proxy I used fucked up with one of my orders and got what the fuck was that?
Sorry, I was adjusting my mic because people were saying it was quiet, and that appears to have worked, but ooh, I'm so sorry about that pop. my XLR cable is a little stressed.
Oof.
But that seems to have helped. Anyway, keep going, Keth.
Yeah, basically ordering from a proxy is not any more expensive than just ordering from Amazon JP directly. Which is good to know, but fuck, it's expensive no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's always a royal pain in the ass. Whatchamacallit? Amazon, and it's funny, Amazon JP actually has like strict rules where it's like, oh, well, you know, this book can't be sold abroad. That's happened to me a couple times before.
Right. Because it's Arrow and whatnot, probably.
I think it's actually, no, not for non-Arrow stuff. I think the problem is
artist
like,
or something?
Doesn't no, matter. No, no. Like the publishing company, like they're not licensed to sell outside Japan, so Amazon JP won't ship it abroad.
I guess that makes sense. I forget. How good are you at Nipponese anyway?
I can like read simple things. I can translate doujinshi for the most part. You know, I don't think I can tear through a light novel, but
I'm working on it. Hopefully, if I do get a job next week, I'll be able to save up some money and maybe come winter, all this Corona shit will be done. We can go to Nipland.
Yes, that'll be fun. I want that. A friend of mine's trying to plan a trip for. A friend of mine's trying to plan like a 3-week trip for late August. It's optimistic, but
that's still kind of summer territory, though. I wouldn't want to go. I mean, what is there to do late August anyway?
Comic-Con.
Is that normally late August?
Yeah, that was like August 31st, right?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I thought for sure it was early to mid-August, and then it was December 28th, 31st, usually.
Oh, huh. I thought it was like the weekend of August 31st, and then the weekend of like December 31st. Oh, Mogra, I know Mogra anniversary. Mogra anniversary is mid-August.
Yeah, well, Mogra anniversary is in like the early 20 days of August. I know it's literally, I think, just days from Radio's anniversary. We were both created same year within days of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild.
Oh, wait, this is neat. On the Wikipedia page for Comic-Con, there's a chart listing the trends in derivative works over time. And, like, it's amazing to see how clearly, like, Fate has exploded in the past couple of years and how Konkol, like, died.
And Toho is also reclining a little bit, but for music, Toho always reigns supreme.
And not only that, like, Toho is one of those that, like, it's an evergreen. Like, it will recline, but it will never recline all the way. It will just recline, yeah, and then, like, when the other shit dies
stays
out,
consistent.
It will rise again. I will say the consistent performance of Idolmaster is impressive, if not unexpected.
I don't... They got a fucking lot of Idolmaster now, though, don't they?
I can't post the chart because it's actually like interactive. It's not an image. You can like click on the files, or click on the lines, rather.
Shami's, this is why I said I'm going to be the most boring guest of the night. I literally have no personality for this shit, but I was bored.
Konkol never took off. I think that the chart proves that's false, given that in Comic-Con 91 it was the largest derivative work item by a country fucking mile. Like, it had,
yeah, Konkol, go ahead.
I was to say, Konkol, okay. in that comic kit at its peak, it had about 2700 derivative works, and number two was Toho with about 1600. So
yeah, Konkol overtook Toho for a little while there, and I think it was the first thing to overtake Toho, and now we've got multiple things that end up doing it, with Fate being the biggest and probably going to stay the biggest for a while yet.
Yeah, Fate's got another couple years in it, at least. Oh, baby, the steady growth of the VTuber line. Like, there was nothing until Comic-Con 94, and then it just started taking off. Like, is Kizuna Ai that recent? Like, I imagine 94 is like, Kizuna Ai beginning.
So, we just had 97,
right?
97, right? Yeah, okay, so 97, so it'd be... year and a half ago. No, Kizuna Ai was 2017. So that was like a solid year and a half, 2 years after she started.
Okay, I guess people weren't really making doujins of her right away, which is surprising.
Yeah, so C94 would probably be around when Niji Sanji and Hololive really started to climb up a little bit. There were always a lot of other independent VTubers, it looked like. You just never kind of thought of it, like Kaguya Luna. She was big. She was like right under Kizuna Ai for...
yeah, for
a long
a
time, but I never watched any of it.
Yeah.
That would be Shava's topic.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's a big VTuber guy.
He watched, I don't know if he watched a lot, but he really liked Kaguya Luna.
Yeah, I liked her a lot too. It's a shame that she really didn't like, I think it was mostly her own decision that she didn't like take it further. Like, she made an album and everything, and Sony was like definitely ready to push the shit out of that, but then I think she just kind of stopped making a lot of videos or whatever.
Yep, I think we're making the Shami's mad.
Uh-oh. We're talking not, about... Not. We're talking
V-tumors,
about...
V-tumors, no!
Stop. Stop having fun. Hey. Fucking V-tumor fags, get the fuck off my board!
Do the rethink... Why?
No, you can't. You can't re. If there's anything that could like get you banned faster than saying based, it would be going re, like unironically. That would absolutely that'd be an instantaneous banning offense.
So Ananda asked that re cut is your throat okay? I cannot make my voice go high at all. For one, for two, my younger brother is technically sleeping just in the next room, so I can't just be as loud as I fucking want. What are my thoughts on feet? I'm definitely not a kipu feet foot fag like he is, but I can appreciate some cute feet. I won't lie.
I'm not a foot guy at all, actually.
Not my thing. I'm not big on it for like as a sexual thing as Kipu is, but I can really appreciate if they're drawn well and a good part of the image, I can appreciate them, honestly. I mean, but granted, 2D makes almost everything better.
Yes, it does. It sure does. Oh, I've been there's been no music for a hot minute. I thought something felt weird. Let me play a little muzak. You know what? I haven't. Oh my god. Fucking